Mishnah Hey, the case under discussion in this Mishnah is somebody who had a gourd, which is a certain type of vegetable, and he hollowed out the gourd, and now uses it as a sort of bucket to get water from a well, or from a pit of water. Now the problem is, the gourd is quite light, and as soon as it touches the surface of the water, either it will float and it won't actually go down and collect water, or it could turn over and spill all of the water out. So to solve this, they would usually put a stone or something else heavy in the gourd so that it wouldn't turn over, and also so that it would go down into the water. Now the problem is, a stone is not considered to be a utensil at all, in general at least, and therefore its muktzah cannot be moved at all. As well as that, if something muktzah is contained and being held by something else, then the thing holding it becomes a bosis l'davar ha'asur, which means it's a base, something which is holding something muktzah, and it too becomes muktzah. So there's a chance that if there's a stone in this gourd, then even the gourd becomes muktzah, and you would not be able to use this to fill water on Shabbos. On the other hand, you could argue the exact opposite, that really the stone is secondary to the gourd, and it's just serving the gourd and making sure it's heavy enough, and therefore, just like the gourd is not muktzah, the stone also becomes not muktzah. So says the Mishnah, Ha'evin shebaki rula, a stone which is in this gourd, which you've hollowed out, imamalimbov in anefeles, if you fill up water with this thing, and the stone does not fall out, that means that the stone is literally a part of the gourd, and indeed it is secondary to the gourd, and therefore mamalimbar, you are allowed to fill up water like this on Shabbos, since the stone is no longer muktzah because it is part of the kli. It's part of the utensil, vimlav. But if not, meaning if the stone does not stay there, rather the stone does fall out, that means that the stone is not really considered part of the utensil. It's separate. If it's not considered part of the utensil, that means it's muktzah, which means that the gourd becomes a bosis l'davar ha'asur, and it's also muktzah. And because of that, a mamalimbo, you cannot fill up water with that on Shabbos. Alright, and the last law of the Mishnah is quite similar, zemoyoshi kashur b'tofiach, a branch of a tree which is tied to a regular bucket which is used for drawing water from a well. So although in general the branch would be muktzah, since over here it is attached to the bucket, it does become like part of the bucket, and therefore Malim Baba Shabbos, you can fill up water with that bucket attached to the branch on Shabbos, since the muktzah item becomes part of the kli, and therefore none of it is muktzah now, and you can indeed use it on Shabbos.